Well, go on. Go on, move. What you stalling for?
I ain't stalling.
You are.
I ain't.
You are. You know I got this flickered.
Yeah, it's like fun you have. Let's see here now. Oh, yes. Got me flickered, huh? There goes two men.
You couldn't do that if I was feeling well.
Now, you always got some excuse, ain't you? Go on, it's your move.
Well, I ain't feeling well, Deb. There's no excuse about it. Don't know what's been ailing me the last couple of days.
Well, why don't you go and see Doc Sprague?
I did go to see him.
Did he, you know what you had?
Darn near. I had $11, and he charged me $10.
Oh, I mean, didn't he tell you what was the matter with you?
No, he didn't say. He just writ something on a piece of paper and gave me it.
Oh, yes, prescription, eh?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Anyhow, it didn't do me no good.
It didn't?
I couldn't read the darn thing.
Couldn't read it? Why, you darn fool, ain't supposed to read it.
Well, what did he write on it for? What did he write on it for if I wasn't supposed to read it?
You're supposed to take it to Parkins Drugstore. The doctor gives that for Bert Parkins for medicine.
I'm sick, and the doctor gives the medicine to Bert Parkins. And you're crazy, Dad.
I ain't crazy. You're supposed to.
You are.
I ain't to tell you. That piece of paper was a...
You're just as crazy as you can be.
Oh, so no. Howdy, Hortense. How are you?
Oh, it's you, is it, Hortense?
Yeah.
Well, now don't come in here starting no arguments. Me and Zeb's having a peaceful game of checkers.
I don't intend to start an argument. I simply want you to bring me some gas. I ran out of gas up the road and had to walk all the way down here.
Ran out of gas, huh?
And it isn't anything to laugh at, either.
Well, shucks. A little walking won't hurt you none.
No.
It'll do you good.
Oh, indeed. Well, I'm the best judge of that. I can walk all right when I feel like it. One day, with Professor Thistlethwaite, I walked 10 miles all the way to Squidsville.
I reckon you mean you walked 5 miles.
10 miles?
5 miles.
I say I walked 10 miles. I know what I'm talking about. It's exactly 10 miles to Squidsville, and if you...
Yes, but wait a second now, Hortense. It's 10 miles to Squidsville, all right.
Yes.
But remember, when you've done that, Professor Thistlethwaite walked the 10 miles with you.
Yes, but what's that got to do with it?
Well, it was two of you, wasn't they? And that makes just 5 miles apiece.
It doesn't. It what? Makes no difference.
Well, what were you doing in your car this afternoon? Running over some chickens again?
No, I wasn't. I was up watching them take moving pictures.
Oh, you was, huh? Say, Hector's doing right pert in that there picture, ain't he? Didn't think he had in him.
Hector Smith's a joke. He overacts terribly, especially in his love scenes. Why, I actually believe he's in love with that leading lady, and she's old enough to be his mother. If there's anything disgusting, it's a middle-aged woman trying to play the coquette.
Why, is she playing the part of the croquette?
I said coquette. That's a girl who...
Yeah, I know. I know what it is. I know what it is.
Yes, I suppose you know everything, don't you?
Well, just about, yeah. Between me and my grandfather, we know practically everything.
Oh, you do? Then perhaps you can tell me who built the pyramid.
Well, that's one of the things my grandfather knows.
Your grandfather must be a very brilliant man. What is he?
He's dead.
I know, but I mean, what was he before he died?
Why, he was alive.
Oh, for goodness sake, can't you answer a
simple... Hey, where's your car stalled, Hortense, Jim?
Not more than 100 yards up Ortega Road. It's standing there by an old yew tree.
Old what?
Yew.
Say, don't go saying I'm old.
I didn't say you were old.
You did.
I said the car was standing by the old...
Well, you who? Who do you mean? You who?
Not you. I mean you.
Well, now, take your time, Hortense. Take your time. Figure out what you want to say before you say it.
I want to say. I'm telling you where my car is standing. And I said you. You treat...
You mean the car is standing by Zeb?
No, I don't. The car isn't standing by him. I mean you.
Oh, I get it, Eb. She means it's you standing by me.
No,
well, who in tarnation she think it was? Santa Claus?
I don't mean that at all. Bring me some gas, and I'll show you where the car is.
Well, come on, then. Gosh sakes. You can't come in here without starting that burn argument.
Well, now, never mind. Never mind.
Oh, gosh. She's Whitaker. She's... Hello, Hortense.
The moving picture star.
Come on, Hortense. You want that gas.
Hey, Dan gave you the cold shoulder, didn't she, Hector?
Yes, but... Cute.
Gosh sakes, she treats me like the dirt under her feet most of the time. Yeah. And here I am working and slaving just for her sake, working 17 hours a day.
What? How do you mean, Hector, working 17 hours a day?
Well, I start 2 hours before I commence, and I work all during lunchtime while I'm resting, and after I quit working, I keep on for 2 hours more, you see, and that's 17 hours.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Hector. Seems like the more you do for a gal like Hortense, the less she appreciates it. If I was you, I'd... What in perdition is that?
Oh, shoot. It's that darn goat. It's outside the door there.
Yeah.
It keeps following me around all over. I can't get rid of the darn thing. I've tried everything. I can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Giving it things to eat and bouquets of flowers.
Bouquets of flowers? What'd you give it flowers for? The darn goat can't smell.
Huh. On a warm day, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, well, as I was saying, Hector, about you and Hortense now, the trouble with you is you ain't got enough spunk. Instead of standing around bashful-like, you ought to go right up to her and speak out.
Yes, but, shoot, what would I say? What would I say?
Tell her you love her. That's it, tell her you love her. Tell her, wait a second. I'll tell you what to say. And where's that magazine they've had this morning? Wait, I think this is it right here. Yes, this is the one. Just a second now, here. Let's see. What is it?
What's he looking for?
Wait a minute now. Yes, here it is. Here's some first-rate lovemaking, Hector. Write out a story here called Before the Battle. Just listen to this. Like a bee to the bloom, my thoughts fly to you. My heart pants for you. While I know I am beneath your station, care for me, and I will gladly face powder and shell. And this full-blown rose will remind me of you.
Gosh, that's pretty good.
Yes, sir, of course it's good. That's what you ought to tell Hortense. Make a big hit with her. She'd like that kind of talk, I tell you.
Yes, but, I couldn't remember it. I couldn't
well,
remember it.
Well, why don't you take it and learn it by... Say, listen, I got an idea. I'm going to do you a favor, Hector. There's Eb and Hortense out to the gas pump now. You call her in here and tell her this.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. Gee whiz, gosh. I wouldn't remember it. Honest, I couldn't.
You don't have to remember it. That's where the ID comes in. I'm going to scouch down here behind the counter and whisper it to you, Steve. And then you can tell it to her.
Yes, but... Oh, gosh. I don't think I can do it.
Oh, certainly you can. All you have to say is what I whisper to you. I'll get down behind the counter here. Now, go on, call her. Tell her you got something to say to her. Go on.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee, wait a car. Hortense.
Yeah? What is it? I'm getting some gas.
Well, will you come in here a minute, please? I got something to tell you, and... gee whiz, it's awfully important, too. Come on inside.
Oh, all right. What is it? I'm in a hurry.
Well, listen, Hortense,
Well, go on. Go on. What is it?
A B.
Who?
To
the bloom.
Like A B bloom.
Darn fool bees to the bloom. My thought flies to you.
Bees to the bloom, but flies to you.
For heaven's sake, what are you talking about?
My heart.
My heart. Oh, gee whiz.
Hector, are you ill?
No, I'm all right. I'm just talking about my...
Pants.
About my pants, yes. You see...
Here, is this a joke? If it
no,
is,
no,
I'm...
No, wait, listen, Hortense. Bees to the broom. Bruises on the flies.
Hector Smith, you're crazy.
No, I'm not, Hortense. Listen.
While I know I am beneath your station.
While I know I am beneath beneath the...
Station, care for me.
Station, K-A-B-T.
You are crazy! Get away from me!
I will gladly face powder.
Face powder.
Oh, go away from me! Go away!
And sell
face powder.
This full-blown rose.
Sell face powder for a full-blown nose.
Oh, help me!
Will remind me of you.
What's my name?
Oh, help! Hector's gone crazy! He's insulted me! me.
I did not. I did not insult you. I only said this will remind me of you.
What? What will remind you of me?
Hey, don't let that goat in. Close the door, Constance.
Get out of here, that goat. Get out of here.
Oh.
Catch her, Hector. She's fainted. I got her. But her horns did my rib.
Oh, not the goat, you darn fool.